Big day here, as we've been mentioning, happens to be the 75th anniversary of Wallstrom Marine and the day they have announced the coming together of some family to make these businesses even better. Wallstrom Marine announcing that Continuum Ventures and Colony Marine are investing in this 75-year family-run business as part of the company's long-term succession plan. Continuum Ventures, an investment management company for the Doug and Maria DeVos family, will assume a majority ownership stake in Wallstrom Marine. Both Colony Marine, owned and operated by the Pete Beauregard family, and the James Metzda family, will assume a minority ownership stake. The Ward Wallstrom, the family leader, if you will remain actively involved as a minority owner. Tom Irvin will remain in his role as president. We've talked earlier about all of these businesses, companies, families are generational. We've got the next generation of the names that we've talked about, whether it's the Metzda last name or the Wallstrom name that is being especially celebrated today. We have Madeline Wallstrom. Madeline, nice to see you again. Nice meeting you at dinner last night.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And JT Metzda, who we've known for a long time, also down the street neighbor, and we've had him on talking about his book, and I hear word of another book coming along. And he does a podcast, and he started a wonderful foundation. So nice to have you both here. You're both affected by this, and it's all good. It's all positive. I'm going to start with Madeline. It's got to be something extra special to grow up in a family business like this and to grow up with a last name that's so well-known and highly regarded in the boating industry. You are a Wallstrom, for goodness sakes. And you're quite a boater.
Yeah. I've been boating all my life. I've had such an amazing ability to be able to watch my grandfather, my grandmother, and then my father, and have them take me in as part of the boating family and teach me how to boat, and then became a captain too. So,
and you're also a captain. We got captains coming out of our ears here. JT, as we know, a 100-ton captain, and you handled that beautiful Tierra boat, that prototype, basically, of that wonderful boat. You handled that last night as we were pulling in to dock it. That was very exciting. I know that in this next generation, you have some very strong feelings about sustainable boating. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think we all love to enjoy these beautiful lakes that we're surrounded by, and we like to recreate on them with boating. And I think it's also important to protect them and make sure that they stay clean and beautiful for our future generations to enjoy as well.
Well, good for you. Yeah. That's not an unusual thought for this current generation that you're a part of in your 20s, right? So you also have a Water is Life festival you wanted to mention.
Yeah, there's a Water is Life festival that's happening in over Labor Day weekend. I'll be giving a entire presentation on sustainable boating and the whole segment about fiberglass recycling that's really taking the lead in the boating industry and sustainability with what we want to do and recycle these fiberglass boats at the end of their lives.
Good for you. Never even thought about it. I'm still concerned about the great job that Plastipak Packaging is doing with water bottles, which is a very sustainable product. The water bottles get turned into more water bottles if you turn them in the way you're supposed to and recycle them. Now, JT, we talked last about the book. What was the name of the book?
Untethered.
Talking about...
Yeah, and so my book, Untethered, has a lot of fun stories in it, talking about my life journey. And with that, talks a little bit about boating as well. And like Madeline said, and like you have mentioned, this is so generational. And boating starts for me from my grandfather to my parents and now to myself, and has been a passion of our families for so long.
I hear you're working on another book, or is it done, or what can you tell us about
next
book?
Yeah, so it is well on its way, and we're hopeful for first quarter of the next year to have the book out, and it's a book on other people's life journeys and challenges in life and how they've overcome those challenges, and talks a lot about kindness and how important that is in today's society, for sure.
And JT Mesdahl, we learned about the health challenges you had to overcome. It's a what a story of family love and really hard work. But you had to. There was a lot that went on in your early days that continued today to get you through a lot of medical issues. And you didn't just get through; you thrive. You climb mountains. As we learned in Untethered. So it's pretty, your journey's been exciting and people have loved following it. They really have. And in fact, you continue to do it with a podcast.
I do. And so the podcast goes along with the book here. And like all of us have a story to share. And it's so important that we're able to share it because it helps healing. It helps so many different parts of just the individual. And so with that, it's been a fun process with this podcast.
Well, good for you. The podcast is the commercials for podcasts always say, wherever you get your podcast, is that still the same? Is that it? Wherever
yes.
you get your podcast, so you can find your podcast.
Yes, you can check it out also on YouTube at JT Jester Speaks as well.
Oh, I remember that. JT Jester Speaks. Now I remember. Yep. And how about your foundation?
And foundation, my foundation is specifically goes towards my medical side of things, towards kids with similar medical challenges and getting them supplies and also and just supporting them in whatever way is possible. And so the foundation you can check out at jtjester.com.
jtjester.com for the JT Mesdahl Foundation. Book, podcast, new book. Got a lot going on. So, Madeline, something for you to shoot for next time I see you. I want to hear about your book and your podcast.
Okay, I got it.
A little pressure here.
No big deal.
No big deal. Thanks, guys. And thanks for doing the things that you do. We appreciate it. The next generation, pretty good.